Making a test available to students. To make your test available to students, click on the test link on the course menu and in the action bar, click on Assessment and then on Test, where the test you just created in the Home Office is now listed. Select it and click on Submit. Next, set the test options. They are pretty straightforward. Click on More Help in the top banner if needed. Check the due date if you want students to see a due date in the course calendar, the notification dashboard, and the to-do module of your course homepage, as well as on their Blackboard student app. Three recommendations. Number one, do not check forced completion. Number two, if you use the timer, check the auto-submit button on. Number three, for once we do recommend that you limit the display time. Finally, once again, click on Submit when finished. Now a Grade Center column for this test or quiz is created in the Grade Center. If there is more than one test, you can adjust the order of the tests by clicking the double arrows on the right of the action bar. Let's check on the grading column Blackboard created for your quiz. In the Course Management section of your course page, go to the Grade Center, then in the Full Grade Center, find the quiz or test column that Blackboard created. Note that this column will be hiding all the way at the end of the Grade Center. If it has fallen off your screen, use the horizontal scroll bar at the bottom to find it. Next, in the action bar, go to Manage, then to Column Organization to reorder the columns as you see fit. Next, go to the Weighted Total column for the grading category to which the test or quiz or exam belongs. You know, the one with the percentage mark at the beginning of the name. Click on the action button to the right of the column name, then on Edit Column Information. Scroll down to the Select Columns and in the Columns to Select box, select the newly created quiz. With the arrow, move it to the Selected Columns box and put in 100%. Then click OK to override the warning that may pop up. Don't forget to click on Submit. In your posted course schedule, make sure to let your students know where they need to go to complete the quiz.